Hey, Brendan.
Hey, Alan.
How's it going?
It goes good.
Good, good. Are you still in an underwater habitat this week, or is it have you changed locations?
No, I'm currently broadcasting from my mountain fortress.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. One of these days we're going to have to broadcast kind of locally again. That was we miss you here at the San Jose headquarters.
It's hard being away from the office so much.
Keen. Oh, there's been a lot going on in the last week. I'm sure there's just been way too much in my opinion. There's just so many things. Where do we start? I think I wrote down exactly what we were going to talk about, and then I realized I didn't put numbers next to anything. I just talked about it in that order. So I'm going to start with
It's a work in progress, people.
I'm going to start with the interesting news out of Iran recently that supposedly they captured a UAV, but the U.S. is denying that there are any UAVs that are unaccounted for. I just think that's kind of interesting because I don't know how you capture a plane. I mean, do you have like a big net and you kind of
Like a big butterfly catcher?
that's the only thing I can think of. How do you catch a UAV? I mean, it's not like they're
I think saying they caught it is kind of an overstatement. It probably landed somewhere and they went, aha!
Well, I mean, it didn't. The one thing I read said that it's not a it's a UAV, but it's not necessarily like a US one. I mean, they haven't confirmed it because they don't. I don't think there's even been a picture of it out to say what it is or where it's from. I mean, you can buy like mini UAVs, kind of little things. I was just at Barnes and Noble, and for I think it's $250. You can get the AR Parrot drone, which is this little quad rotor thing that you can control with your iPad. It's pretty crazy because like you tilt the iPad and it flies in that direction, and the camera feed is live.
Kind
I
of
mean,
like the
obviously
one
that's
Pierce
not the
had
kind
on
of thing that
Community.
Iran is saying they caught, or at least I hope not. but it's the kind of thing where I'm sure a company just sold one and it's like a big enough plane or whatever, and Iran's like, yeah, we got it, and maybe it's a propaganda thing, but it just
Maybe they
seems
hacked it.
But I mean, the UAV kind of situation is interesting, because if they did catch one, however you catch one or whatever, it's sort of interesting that you can catch one, but I mean, what are you doing that? What are you saying that you can catch one versus like saying I can shoot it down,
Right.
because I think I don't think I'd want to catch one. I feel like these are things that have explosive ordnance on them potentially, or tons and tons and tons of cameras. I think shooting it down would be a safer play.
Maybe they're using the Terminator strategy where they're going to take it and then reprogram it to help them. And then send it back in time to kill John Connor.
That would be pretty good, I think, especially if they killed the John Connor from Terminator 3. Although it wasn't horrible, it was not a great movie. Or just terminated the franchise such that Terminator, whatever the fourth one was, never came out. The one with Christian Bale.
Terminator, angry Christian Bale.
Yes. That did not need to be a thing.
No, not so much.
Yeah, I'm thinking the UAV is not that not a thing, not that big of a deal, but I mean, still kind of a big deal because Iran is definitely a I mean, they're a posturing kind of nation, and so maybe they're doing kind of stuff to make them look good kind of internally or in the region, but hopefully not anything to be concerned about. Probably not anything to be concerned.
If it's a drone that has no ordnance on it, if it's just a surveillance drone,
mm-hmm.
I feel like we probably buy those somewhere the military equivalent of Costco. We get like a 30 pack.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, we lost one. Pull out one of the other 29 we have sitting in a warehouse.
Right, 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 right. And you know those are made in China, so I'm sure they could get them. I don't know if the...
I don't know if you'd want to buy that from China.
The country level of Craigslist is, but I'm sure there's something like that.
if as long as ZTE isn't manufacturing the drones, or whatever one of those other companies with their spyware.
Yeah.
Although got rid of our ZTE router.
that would be a good piece of software to put on a drone, though. Hmm. Spying on the spies?
Runs like RIP 2.
Excellent. Well, kind of staying in the region over there, another thing that happened over last week was Syria for, I think it was just 2 days, maybe it wasn't that long, all of their internet went away, which is kind of crazy, I think. I am not 100% clear on the details of how you can even do that, because I was under the impression that the internet was made to have kind of multiple in and out points, so it would not ever fail in that way, at least in the U.S. Are you hip to that at all, or...?
Not really, but from what I had read was that they have a block of IPs. Like the way IP addresses are distributed is in blocks.
Sure.
And I would guess that Syria would have not, say, as many blocks of IP addresses as we have.
Okay.
So it was probably easier for them to say, okay, we're just going to block those addresses.
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how many ISPs there are in Syria.
Yeah, I mean, for all we know, there's one and it's government-owned, right?
So. Yeah, that's just how we turned off our routers. You're done.
Right, 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 right.
Because as much as we'd like to think of the internet as this like ethereal thing, it's out there. There's machines and they all have to be connected. If you turn them off, it doesn't work.
Right. I mean, there's probably some like wireless internet that you could do, but it would not be in place, right?
If you had a VPN, you might be able to make it work.
Well, I mean, it would have to pretend like it was in... I mean, all you'd need is one thing that crosses a border to get out. And then, I mean, the problem is all the traffic would come through that. But yeah.
And then it would crash.
Yeah. So I think you're right. I think it's more possible in a place where there are less kind of points of entry internet-wise. I mean, I know for the U.S., there's just tons and tons of fiber everywhere, thanks to, you know, Amazon and Google essentially putting their stuff everywhere so everyone can buy and search for things. It would have to require, like, all the kind of major ISPs to agree in the U.S., so I think that's really, really unlikely.
Yeah.
Really, really, really unlikely. And there's all it would take would be, you know, a few people or a few companies to say, no, we're not going to do it. And you have, you know, a route through the internet to wherever you need to go. It might be a slower route, but it's going to be there. So yeah. I don't know. Internet, a thing, continuing to be a thing.
Shutting off people's internet by the government, not a thing.
Agreed. Agreed.
And, that's... you know, genocide and all the other crap that's going on there, that's also should not be a thing.
I 100% concur. I think you can unequivocally say that.
Yeah, Bashar Assad, not a thing. I have no problem saying that.
Oh, man. So this kind of strays into something I'd read up on a while ago called mesh routers. If you've heard of mesh Wi-Fi, so normally Wi-Fi is you plug your Wi-Fi router into a wall or whatever, and then that goes to your ISP. What mesh Wi-Fi is supposedly you just set up a Wi-Fi access point. It's actually it's got two antennas because it uses one for send and one for receive, and it can find other Wi-Fi access points and bridge them. And so all you need is somewhere you have a connection to the internet, and you're just like repeating that Wi-Fi signal. I've seen this at used to set up kind of impromptu Wi-Fi spaces for LAN parties and things like that, where you have like a very large room and you may not have enough places to plug in. I heard they were going to do that at the last Penny Arcade Expo to do internet access, because they couldn't get internet access from the conference center. So they were going to just daisy chain this Wi-Fi extension cord out to wherever they could get Wi-Fi, which was like the hotel that's nearby. And I feel like if a bunch of, geeks that normally play first-person shooters can figure something like this out, it's probably figure-outable for, in the event of kind of people actually needing, internet access instead of just wanting it. So I'm hoping that it means that, the do-it-yourself movement will get internet to wherever it needs to be.
I mean, I kind of like that, stealing your neighbor's cable.
Yeah, yeah. it's really stealing it, super stealing it.
That's the ultimate piracy. Not only am I stealing content off of the internet, I am stealing the internet.
The whole internet.
Call it the Long John Silver Project.
Yeah. So this is all stuff, and I
black hat beard, boom.
Give me up. And this all fits in those crazy gray skills that I was talking about last week with, lock picking and stuff like that. And another thing that kind of fits this is 3D printing, not just 3D printing, which we've talked about a little bit. And we even talked about what I'm going to talk about, which is 3D printing of firearms. So I saw a video this morning of someone that 3D printed using just plastics, essentially the business parts of an AR-15 rifle, not the barrel, because that has to be kind of metal, but the kind of major pieces that stuff fits into, and then they tested it and it shoots, and then they have a video of yeah, I don't know. Did you get a chance to see it? We'll link it in the show notes.
I did see that.
Yeah, it's pretty epic, right? He shoots five times, and then the gun kind of jams or otherwise doesn't fire. And he's kind of in the crouch and has got it like pulled into his shoulder. And as soon as he relaxes and like kind of pulls it away from his body, the gun just kind of falls apart. Which I think
was one of the flaws we brought up when we spoke about that topic previously.
Yes, exactly. You could use it probably a few times and then not again, which bore out pretty well. So I think, Not a Thing podcast on the cutting edge of.
Well, it'd be a good weapon for like an assassination, because you just need one bullet. You need to make it fire once.
But then you have this like mishmash of gun parts that's like falling apart on you as you're running away.
No. See, you just melt it.
Oh, of course.
Since it's plastic.
Oh yeah, it really comes down to just whatever the material science is going towards, because you can, I'm sure, as that kind of moves along, better plastics can be substituted and put together.
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not gonna say it's a good idea to
not yet
3D print a firearm, but yeah.
It's a work in progress.
Yes, definitely. But what So this kind of rolls, all this kind of stuff rolls into, you know, what I think is kind of a different use of the internet than maybe was intended. But it's all really cool. I mean, it's the you know, the internet, like I said, is a thing. Reinforcing that is an article that you found about the White House and running petitions.
Yeah, the internet giving, you know, more power to the people, kind of. definitely more free speech than you would find in, say, Syria. But there is a website through the White House website. It's called petitions.whitehouse.gov. It's the We the People website, where people can post petitions. And there was a lot of coverage of this right after the election, of people putting together petitions for states to secede. And as long as they got over 25,000 signatures, then the White House at least has to respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
So the White House has a website where you can create petitions and people can sign them digitally. And there's a wide range of them. There's people saying that, you know, they should secede, they should do a recount, legalize marijuana, all kinds of different things. But my favorite was the petition. The official title of it is "The Secure Resources and Funding and Begin Construction of a Death Star by 2016. So when I found that petition, it had 2,800 signatures. And 15 minutes later, when I went and checked it again, it's already up to 3,000.
And it needs 25,000 to get addressed?
Yeah, so if it can get 22,000 in like the next 9 or 10 days, I think it is, the White House has to respond one way or the other. We'll say, yes, we'll do that, or no, we will not build a Death Star.
So I think for the good of humanity, I think I will put the call to action out for all Not a Thing podcast listeners around the globe to go to that petition. We're going to link it for sure. That should I don't know if that should be a thing. It maybe should be a thing.
I think what they did is they took my idea. I think my idea has been hijacked and taken to the next level, where I said that we should take the money that we've gotten from our budget surplus, or that we may be getting in our future budget surplus in California, and spend it on rockets.
Yep.
They took it to the next level.
Yeah.
Let's take the huge deficit and spend even more money to build a Death Star.
Well, you know, I'm guessing that'd probably generate a lot of jobs, right? There are a lot of guys running around on that Death Star, like in the scene where it's getting, you know, the X-Wings are kind of attacking it. There are a lot of people just running through those halls.
Where are they going? I didn't see a single escape pod. Did they not put in any escape pods? Where was OSHA? Where was the OSHA oversight?
Well, it was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So.
No, that's how they got around it.
It's always a loophole.
But if we get enough people to sign it, and if everybody writes their congressman, can you imagine a senator having to filibuster against the creation of a Death Star? That would be some C-SPAN you could not turn off.
Yeah, yeah. Not since... Not since the I don't know what when was the last time you watched C-SPAN?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, now that I think about it, I watched the healthcare.
Oh yeah.
We watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched the healthcare vote in the House of Representatives.
If I'm remembering right. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, Obamacare. I think it's interesting that he owned that term during the debate.
Uh-huh.
Rather than kind of letting it be a kind of a negative thing, he, you know, just turned it around. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, I like Obamacare. That's a good thing.
He's taking it back.
Yeah, I think if you know, a great way to have a lasting legacy is to have something named after you.
which the worst, I don't know about the worst part, the hardest part about that is it's basically Romneycare, but you hear people calling it Obamacare the whole time. How much did he have felt? I made it up! That was mine!
Yeah, he probably was feeling a little put out about that, but I mean, you know, what can you do? I'm sure he'll cry himself to sleep on his piles of money. He'll be okay.
Oh, there was one other petition that I kind of like. It's a petition for against all the people who signed petitions to withdraw from the United States, that they should all be deported.
Wow.
So if you sign the petition, say you want to secede from the U.S., you get deported. I think that should be a thing.
No, I think that's cool. I mean, it's kind of, I mean, it's obviously very tongue-in-cheek, but I think having one more way of kind of feeling like you can participate in government is a good thing, for sure. I mean, I think everyone, you know, knows that you can vote, and whether you feel like your vote, like, counts or not, you know, the incentive may just be, you know, you get that sticker, but people vote, and I think that's good. Doing more than voting should be a thing, for sure.
You know what we could do is, there is a button, I see it right now, create a petition.
Mm-hmm.
We could create a petition to have Not a Thing podcast named as the National Podcast of America. So you really could write your congressman via the interwebs.
You know, that sounds really cool, and I would not mind the national stage. I think we might have to upgrade our recording equipment a little bit. But it's pretty good. It's pretty good for it. I'm just not sure I want to see how many people sign it.
Or you know, we could come up with some interesting ideas. I'm sure we could find something.
Oh yeah, we could. We'll definitely
we'll get to work on that.
We'll pull that together, and we'll feature it on another podcast real soon.
I will make the monkeys working typewriters in my mountain fortress work a little harder this week. That's my writing staff.
Oh, were you using these through NaNoWriMo at all?
Sometimes it felt like it.
Oh, I really needed some help. I realized I didn't even post the my final words. Like, they're all still in the app that's sitting on my computer, so I never verified it up to NaNoWriMo. So I'll probably
do
that.
I believe means I win.
Yes.
By default.
Default.
Excellent. The two greatest words in the English language.
Yeah, we've talked about NaNoWriMo and what we've kind of learned from it already. So I won't put you through that again, but
there's always next year.
Yes, there's always next year. Are you participating in the, I know they do another one, and I want to say it's in June or July, that it's specifically for screenplays?
I haven't, but that's a possibility.
So I'm actually going to actively discourage that we not throw down.
No, maybe we've really learned our lesson not so much about doing competitions like that, but about laying down the gauntlet in general. Maybe this isn't the place for that.
Right. Yeah, let's just kind of keep it light, man. Let's just keep it light. Yeah, the podcast should not be used for
gauntlet throwing.
Yeah.
when we throw down gauntlets, everybody loses.
Yeah, I don't feel like the quantity or quality of our podcasting was necessarily diminished during the month of November because of NaNoWriMo, but I know my my kind of anguish over whether I would, you know, watch TV, you know, play video games or write, you know, my novel, was that level of stress was definitely higher during that month.
Yeah.
Which is good to some degree, right? You do want some kind of pressure. I think the most effective kind of thing from NaNoWriMo is the kind of enforced deadline, because it otherwise it just becomes this, you know, amorphous whenever I get to it. You know, whereas if you feel like the deadline is impending, you want to do something about it. Whether you're effective in doing something about it or not is a different topic. But
maybe we learned that, like, social pressure is not as strong as financial pressure. So next time we make it interesting. I learned nothing.
Oh boy, that is going to be an interesting month. I'm gonna. Maybe I'll, like, quietly write a couple words in between, like, you know, on the way, and just kind of paste it in all at the end. Just one big lump, right? But probably not.
I'll say this month, the only gauntlet I will throw down is a fuzzy red one. And that is, I challenge you to have the most fun in the holidays.
That sounds excellent. I think I can pull that off.
I challenge you to eat, drink, and be merry.
We challenge everyone, in fact, all of our listeners.
All you not a thingtonians.
Oh wow. Is that the collective noun for not a thing podcast listeners?
It could be.
All right. Oh yeah, we need a collective noun for that, like, you know, murder of crows and pride of lions and pot of whales.
Have you heard the new one for Jonah Radio?
Oh no, 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 no. I have actually heard that one. Let's not use that one.
Okay. So we should go in the other direction.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna explain that joke. We'll just go past it.
Yeah. Google it.
Where were we? I forgot. We went.
I think. Oh, here we are. About to move on to our concerns about the zombie apocalypse.
Here we are. Yes, our notes. So, the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead was just this last weekend, and I think it was great. I know, Brennan, you haven't seen it yet, so you will think it's great, trust me. But one thing that I found this week, and I unfortunately didn't write down where exactly it came from, but I'm sure I'll find it and dig it up for the show notes, was someone made a game which I think is for both iOS and Android that involves using real places in a kind of augmented reality zombie apocalypse game. And the way it works is that you using whatever map you can get to on your phone, it will look up the locations of different places that would be critical in a zombie apocalypse. So, like, the local gun store or sporting goods store
or a hospital or
grocery stores or hospitals or gas stations and things like that, and it will use that. I mean, it's kind of like checking in for Yelp, but instead of, you know, actually saying, you know, I'm at wherever, you know, eating this, it's like I just picked up supplies for food and water for my apocalypse, like, kind of like stash or whatever. And I think they're virtual kind of credits and stuff. You don't actually have to, like, purchase firearms necessarily in order to make it work,
but you should.
you firearm ownership in America is still a thing. It's still in the Constitution. I still think the right to bear arms is a thing. But notwithstanding, you don't have to. That's the other part of freedom, is you're free to do it, and you're also free to not do it.
That Second Amendment is interesting, because I'm not sure I agree with it, but as long as it is enforced, I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's a fun one. We should maybe discuss that, but maybe not throw any gauntlets down around it when we're talking about it.
You shouldn't throw things when there's firearms around. That's not safe, Alan.
That's a good call. Yeah, that's a really good call.
Unless it's an empty mag because you just unloaded it into a zombie.
But you see, you wouldn't want to unload it into the zombie because then you've wasted all of those bullets. You pretty much just need, like, one. According to The Walking Dead, like, they never shoot the zombies more than, like...
Well, okay, well, you need one. You're a very good shot. I'm going to need... Okay, maybe not. I'm pretty good. So, like, maybe half a mag.
Yeah, yeah. But the interesting thing for the zombie apocalypse game, that, you know, for whatever platform it comes out for, they made a map that you can just browse on the internet without downloading the game and polluting your phone with more apps that you're going to play for like 3 days and then forget about. the map though is interesting, because what they're going to do, it looks like, and I'm not sure if it's just because they've only just started, you know, using the game or what, is they're going to seed outbreaks into the map, and so people who are playing the game will potentially become carriers of those outbreaks, and it will it kind of adds that element into it, so it's supposedly will spread itself however virally that kind of works.
So,
yeah,
so like a computer virus.
kind of yeah, like a phone based computer virus, which would be a major pain if anyone ever figures out how to inject viruses into phones or spread them, you know, using, you know, phone technology, because phones are kind of a big deal now. They're, I think, yeah, the smartphone thing is definitely a thing, and people are getting them. So, the day that, you know, the iPhone gets a virus that's easily kind of spread from iPhone to iPhone is probably going to be a very bad day.
as a dumb phone owner, I may raise a glass of champagne on that day.
Nice.
Yeah, does that make me evil? Maybe. But hey, I'm the one with the mountain fortress, so.
Exactly. You'll be okay. I just think it's really funny, because it reminds me of the whole thing with the premise from the reboot, or not reboot, the kind of newer Battlestar Galactica kind of episodes. The reimagining of Battlestar Galactica, excellent, was that the reason that Galactica was okay from the Cylon attack was because they didn't use wireless. They were all, it was too old of a ship, so everything was still wired together. Kind of
like dial up.
Yeah. So I thought that was great. It's just like, you know, the entire, you know, Cylon invasion was precipitated by computer virus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is probably a very valid vector for doing bad things, you know, country to country. Have you heard of what is it called? It's escaping me now. There was a group that was supposedly trying to write viruses that would shut down nuclear power plants in Iran. If they, you know, when they got set up, someone was trying to, you know, hack into it with a computer virus as the vector. And I can't remember.
It was kind of was a it big Mossad? Deal.
Sorry?
Was it Mossad?
I don't know.
I'm guessing they're probably working on that.
That would probably be in their interests to do something like that. But yeah, the big deal was that they were using a computer virus to not just, you know, infect another computer and cause it to mess up. They wanted it to actually make physical like things break, like mechanical things break. So like, you know, overload a pump or something like that, or I don't know if they were going to go as far as cause a nuclear meltdown, but
that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But yeah, usually viruses only affect like other computers. It's just it'll mess up your data or it'll mess up the computer. But I mean, there seems to be, or it looks like the intent with this one was that it would actually break something, you know, mechanical or something, and not break like it doesn't work, like actually break it, like overload, you know, a gear ratio or something
like what they used to do on 24 all the time.
Fair enough. Yes.
Where the bad guys are at their remote location overloading stuff and blowing stuff up via the internet, and Jack Bauer has to run around on foot.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there with the laptop and he's running all over town getting stabbed.
For 24 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy has...
They're bad. Just sitting in a room with some cold Mountain Dew and he's busting his ass all over Los Angeles.
It just goes to show, right? You know, nerds taking over the world one way or another.
But we always lose.
Yeah, well, we lose to Jack Bauer because Jack Bauer is kind of a badass.
Yeah. And who do they have on the good sides? Chloe, who's the worst. She is not my ambassador.
Yeah, I agree. Although she is really funny, and in a Marilyn Rice Cub is not.
Yeah, Marilyn Rice Cub is funny.
Yeah, she's actually a really funny actress and comedian, and I think it's she got kind of a short shrift for her portrayals of stuff for 24. But
well, maybe if she didn't look like she was smelling poop all the time, people would like her more. And I know it's just a character on a TV show.
Yeah.
But that was like 8 seasons of someone stepped in dog crap.
Well, she did have, I think, one episode where she was able to like get a rifle out of like the secure lockup in a agency car or whatever, and then blow a guy away. So I think it was a little, too little too late at that point, but
yeah, that's after like over what 300 episodes or something.
Yeah. Oh, 24. And now we have Homeland, so it's almost which I don't know, you haven't watched Homeland at all, is that right?
I've still only seen the pilot. It's okay. The next show on my list. I just need to finish The Wire.
It is good. I think the first season is really, really, really good. The second season, it at least right now, it's in kind of a weird spot for me. It feels like 24 right now, which is a little bad in my opinion.
It's been done.
Yes. I mean, the thing that was most interesting about Homeland for me was that they took you know, these issues that are obviously, you know, big in national security, and then really dove into the human element for the characters involved. Whereas 24 is less about the human element and more about the, you know, backstabby soap opera kind of element, I think.
And the Chuck Norris on steroids.
Yeah.
And grief.
Yes. Jack Bauer will punch you in the throat. Actually, the worst job to have at CTU was any of the security guards at CTU, because they just get yelled at by everyone, you know,
and then killed when anyone invades.
Not only that, There's always the turn in the season where Jack kind of has to go rogue, and he always like puts the sleeper hold on one of the security guards, and then uses that to escape. So you just don't want to work there.
Kind of like Worf, always getting beat up.
Actually, I think Geordi had it worse.
But Geordi wasn't supposed to be a tough guy.
Yeah, Worf would get beat up, but Geordi would get tortured.
That's true.
And then never get the girl. Never.
Hey, we can't see what was getting shown inside that visor of his.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a visor and you could program it to look at whatever you want, I could see using that for literally whatever I want.
We're talking to you, Google Glasses.
That would be pretty cool. I like the idea of Google Glasses from a technology standpoint. The only thing that makes me hesitate is Google.
Right.
I mean, they are definitely going to have all of that data for what's going to show up in the glasses, you know, locations, what stuff's happening there, when it's happening, how you feel about it happening. They're going
to
know all that.
I would not be shocked if Google turns out to be Skynet.
It's already running, the
day they start working on like getting military contracts, I'm moving to another planet.
so this is interesting, right? We were talking about the self-driving cars, you know, the last couple of weeks. are you backing off of your self-driving cars from Google stance?
No, as long as it's non-military equipment, I'm fine with that. I don't care. It's when they start to weaponize.
Gotcha, right.
What's a Terminator going to do? Back over me? I'll move out of the way.
Well, vehicular manslaughter, I think, is equivalent to Murder One in California.
That's true. Those electric cars are pretty quiet. It could sneak up on you.
Yeah, yeah. And boo!
Stay frosty now, to Thingtonians. Beware of self-driving electric cars.
Yeah, what we need to do is petition the White House to address the concentration of self-driving cars in Google's hands. We should try and get self-driving cars made by, you know, a few other kind of companies, maybe. I'm not sure, though, if I would trust, like, say, the AOL self-driving car.
The Alta Vista self-driving car.
Wow, you're reaching back. That's a... Alta Vista, that's a great search engine. Many a search term have I pushed into that machine.
Web crawling. The web crawler off-road car.
I was more of a meta crawler person, because it would use like different search engines and kind of pull them together. If we're going to go way back on the...
That's true.
The internet search engine method.
And I'm not even going to say a Bing car, because that's just ridiculous.
Well, they already have cars Ford was, what is it called? Ford makes it. It's Sync. That's what it is. And that works with Microsoft Jazz.
Which they have like maybe like the Bing Pogo Stick or something. Self-jumping Pogo Stick.
So what I've heard, and I don't know if this is true only because I am not in touch with all things Microsoft, but supposedly the Microsoft Surface tablet integrates really well with kind of the Xbox Live stuff. So the example I heard was that... you know, you could always use your Xbox Live connection and stuff to watch Netflix or whatever. But the problem is you have to type everything out using, you know, your controller or or whatever. And now supposedly you can type through your Microsoft Surface tablet, which has a keyboard, so you're actually typing, and that kind of integrates well. And I think, I'm not sure if that's enough. Well, it's not enough of a selling point for me to buy one, but I like
the idea. Well, it's too bad Windows 8 doesn't work on a PC.
Oh, sorry?
It's too bad Windows 8 doesn't work on a PC.
It kind of does.
Yeah, poorly.
Yeah. Yeah,
unless you've got a touchscreen, it's stupid.
The paradigm is a little weird to touch enable everything but the actual machine itself, essentially.
Yeah, it's a little ahead of its time.
Yeah, well, we'll get there eventually. I do like the direction they're going in not making it look like Apple. So good for Microsoft for bringing the feud back. I think they're.
I think they should just make it look like Windows, because I like Windows. Windows 7 is great.
Oh yes, Windows 7 was your idea, wasn't it? Or was it my idea? I forget.
I don't know.
That was a great.
Oh, speaking of Xbox. Hmm. I got Assassin's Creed 3 this week.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
For Xbox, and it is great. It starts out really slow, but it gets really good.
Good.
So far, I'm really enjoying it.
Cool. I'm actually not at the good part yet. My wife is playing, and she is at the good part, but I'm still in the kind of slow and lumbering portion of the game.
Just make sure that you have a profile set to your controller. Otherwise, you will play for 2.5 hours and then not have your game save and to start over.
It doesn't auto-save?
That can happen. That should not be a thing.
Yeah, I agree. That
I was so mad.
Wow, it doesn't auto-save?
Well, no, when you start the game, you have to set a profile for it to go to.
Oh, otherwise it's
and I had guess. Two controllers plugged in and I signed into the wrong one. So for some reason it didn't. Yeah.
Huh. Okay, Microsoft. You should be able to figure that out. Figure out that people would want to save in a game that is kind of essentially a long format open world game.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Which I think should be things. The those games I really like, but having save files also should be a thing.
Yes.
I don't know if we need to write our congressman for that, but maybe, no, I think maybe that's pretty set well up a whitehouse.gov petition, maybe.
Yeah, just for awareness. Save game awareness.
Yes. Cool. Well, I think
instead of wearing ribbons, you could wear D-pads.
Cool. Well, I think we've bartered away enough time for this week for Not a Thing podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks everyone for continuing to listen and share and like and retweet and all that kind of good stuff. It's continuing to be a pleasure. It's continuing to be a thing. Not a Thing podcast. Continuing to be a thing. Thanks everyone.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Even though we decided tuning in is not a thing
for podcasts. Thanks for listening, however you obtain the podcast, in whatever future media this might be developed in. Not tape, which is what I still call everything.
Until next time.
Talk to you later, Reddit.